Richard has been curing the professional, the professor's creations for years, since his master has started using more unpredictable ingredients. Richard had become an adept of developing potions to reverse the more monstrous aspects of the creature's personalities. A calming potion of soothing beauty was just enough to stop the creatures from escaping the castle and causing commotion down in Grubber's Nibbin. Stitcher has quite used to risking his almost life to keep the professor safe. Even if his master has been forgotten, he's promised to remain loyal to him forever. Stitcher hasn't. It was all in day's work.
Can I just comment on the almost life, just three lines up? What do you think of that almost life? And it's been repeated, hasn't it? Been repeated throughout the text. What do you think it means?
I think it means I think it means it's alive, but he couldn't let it out. Because it wouldn't be classed as normal or alive.
So let's just read the context of that sentence, Colt. Would you read the context of that sentence, please?
Stitchhead was quite used to risking his almost life to keep the professor safe.
So what does he mean by his almost life?
Well, that means he nearly lost his life.
You think that he almost... But yeah. Don't forget, he keeps referring back to that. He spoke about himself as an as his almost life.
Is it because it was created by the professor and he had a real human?
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
This was...
Amelia and Ashley can read now.
This was, however, the first time he'd been knocked out unconscious.
Unconscious.
Ow! He groaned, checking that his stitches were intact. Relieved to find he was still in one piece, Stitchhead opened his eyes. The huge eye of the creature stared back at him. Ah! Screamed Stitchhead in terror. Was he about to be eaten? Ah! Screamed the creature, diving behind an enormous statue of the professor. It cowered there, trembling so hard that the castle walls began to shake,
you bay.
Please don't eat me, screamed the creature, looking and sounding rather smaller and less werewolf-like than before. Eat you? Whispered Stitchhead. No, I'd never. I wouldn't. I couldn't. Really? Great, squealed the creature. It bounded out from behind the statue and stamped towards Stitchhead with ground-shaking steps. Then it bent down until the creatures were face to face. Stitchhead closed his eyes and waited for the end.
Superb, Jack.
It's really weird, continued the creature, picking at the tiny wolf robot lodged between two of his teeth. One minute I definitely wanted to brutally kill everything I saw, and the next I was thinking, what's that funny taste in my mouth? And then I was thinking, great, a castle. I've never been in a castle before. And then I was thinking, I don't even remember being anywhere before. And then I thought, are bees and wasps the same thing? And then I thought, what do clouds taste like? And then you woke up and started screaming, and I was all like, ah, monster. I should really go, murmured Stitchhead. He bowed his head and ran his fingers across his stitches before starting to slink back into the shadows. Please remember, stay out of the full moon.
Because what do you think of the creature's first thoughts?
Really good.
What about them? What do you think?
Crazy.
Why?
Because yeah, why would you think of what clouds taste like? Why would you think that wasps and bees are the same and you've just been born?
Yeah. absolutely. So where do you think that's come from?
The brain that the professor put in it.
Okay, so what kind of brain do you think the professor might have
used? Human.
A human brain?
Wonders about everything.
Full moon, got it. Sorry about that whole insane monstrous rampage thing. By the way, boomed creature, I swear that has never happened to me before. At least I don't think so. I don't really remember anything except for the last 8 minutes. Where am I? What is this place? Can fish sneeze? And why does it feel like all my bits are in the wrong order? With two of its arms in, patted the top of its head and rubbed its belly. Then it leaned down until it was nose to nose. Not. Then it leaned down until it was nose to. No real nose to speak of, which Stitch had a letter. The most almighty. Right in Stitchhead's face. Stitchhead felt himself turn slightly green as the creature's beastly breath struck to him like sap.
Superb. So what do you think about the patterns of his speech? The creature's speech? Can anybody read that back so we can understand it? Lottie, would you read back? The full moon. Listen to the patterns of his speech.
Full moon. Got it. Sorry about that whole insane monstrous rampage thing, by the way. Boom the creature. I swear that has never happened to me before. At least I don't think so. I don't really remember anything except the last 8 minutes.
Anybody? What do you think about the patterns of his speech? What do you get from him? What's the author done?
I think the author's tried to make him a bit like he's kind of shy around Stitchhead, but then he's trying to act like he's normal and he can talk to people normally.
Okay, well, Charlie, what did you just say?
He sounds confused.
And what's making him sound confused?
That he's like saying he keeps repeating himself, saying he don't remember anything from the last few minutes or something.
Fantastic. Where am I? What is this place? Can fish sneeze?
Asking all
what's going on in his mind?
It's like he wants to know like everything and he needs to know everything and he doesn't understand anything.
What do you think's going through his brain? Because he's saying things, blurting out things. So what do you think has happened to his brain?
He probably knocked it and then it doesn't work.
Say that again, Ashley.
He probably knocked it and then it's not working as it should.
But what's happening? He's repeating things. Like Charlie said, he's confused. Mm-hmm. He's blurting out random things like, what is this place? Can fish sneeze? What's happening, do you think, to the brain?
Maybe he's having a brain overload.
A brain overload, right, okay. Super. Demi?
Everything seems to be working good and great, said the creature. So, what are we going to do now? Let's build a fort? No. Wait, let's question ours? No. Wait, let's pretend we're pirates. I'm sorry, but I began Stitchhead. It's edging away into the shadows again. Please just forget you met me. Forget you? How could I ever forget you? Sure, I may only remember the last 9 minutes, but I know a bestest friend when I see one. Bestest? What? Screeched Stitchhead. Oh, totally bestest friends forever. I knew we could from the moment just after you said you weren't going to eat me. No, but wait, I don't have any, began Stitchhead. He'd spent his entire almost life avoiding the professor's creature.